special episode, as I'm your host, Fang Finger. I'm joined with co-hosts Ryan Shannon and Ray Harris. What we're going to be talking about is the divisional realignment. Amongst all of the Shea Weber talk, we're going to get off track a little bit, and let's look to something that we can share our different opinions on. So, Ryan, Ray, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Doing all right. They've finally paved our parking lot, so I'm hoping for less noise in the near future. So, good day all around.
Nice, nice. So, we have our proposals of the divisional realignment. First off, let's go ahead and go over the current divisions right now. And in the well, I guess before we can get to that, we'll talk about our proposals per division. You guys have the six divisions. I am correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys kept the same Atlantic, Northeast, Southeast, Central, Northwest, and Pacific type of names.
I haven't really named mine.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to play out like that. And actually, just looking at it again on a map, I'm kind of moving away from the East versus West setup.
Wow.
Which may prove to be interesting.
Oh, that could be interesting. Ryan?
The same. I kept some of the same names for the divisions, and like Ray, kind of moving away from the East-West in my format. Actually, I've got six divisions and no Eastern or Western Conference, just six divisions, or you can call them six conferences as the proposal that the NHL did. They had four four conferences. But either way, shaking it up a little bit, no two-conference format.
So I'm going to continue the same format, just different teams, only because my argument is I like the way the format is currently right now. However, I would like to see to the eliminating of the top three divisional winners gets the top three seed. However, I think it is fair, but at a certain extent. But for those teams who are fourth and fifth, who are better than the third place team, should be ahead of them. I think the divisional winners are guaranteed a playoff spot, just not the home ice advantage. So my rules still stay the same. Other than that, let's go ahead and I guess we'll start out from we'll go from west to east. Still deciding on which map I'm going to go with, but I think I'm going to go with this one right here. There's not too much change, but more interesting time zone-wise. For the Pacific Division, my Pacific Division, I'm going to change it up. Currently, right now, in the Pacific Division in the Western Conference, is the Phoenix Coyotes, San Jose Sharks, Los Angeles Kings, Dallas Stars, and the Anaheim Ducks, which stretches from the Pacific, Mountain, and Central time zone. That is, it can't be fun for the Dallas Stars or the West Coast teams. I mean, that can't be fun on certain games. So, who I have in the Pacific Division is the Vancouver Canucks, the San Jose Sharks, the LA Kings, the Anaheim Ducks, and Phoenix Coyotes. The Phoenix Coyotes are in there because it's so close to LA and Anaheim. And it is somewhat Pacific time in between the months of October, October and March, if I do believe, yes. The time zone-wise is important.
Yeah, I have that same Pacific Division with Vancouver, San Jose, L.A., Anaheim, and Phoenix, pretty much all in the same time zone with the exception of Phoenix, except for those months that you already talked about. That makes the most sense as far as proximity goes, and I think that's just a good, fun division to watch, a good mix of talent in there.
I've actually not gone the same way as you two. Got San Jose, LA, the Ducks, and Phoenix, but instead of Vancouver, I'm throwing Colorado into the mix. I think proximity-wise, they're a bit closer. They do have to travel across that time zone, but ripping the Canucks out of that Northwest division, I guess it is. I mean, that's a bit challenging because they have strong rivalries with Edmonton and Calgary, and they got to travel quite a bit down the coast there to get 6 games a year in. So I've kind of thrown Colorado into that mix, and I don't know if it works better, but just I think logistically it might pan out.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad way of doing it. I mean, Phoenix is in the Mountain Time most of the season. And then you've got Colorado, who's also Mountain Time. Not that big of a deal. Also, closer in proximity to, rather than the Vancouver Canucks. You're right. The Northwest Divisions with Vancouver does have those rivalries. But only because of the Pacific time zone. That's why I'm going with Vancouver. So now, well, do you guys have anything to add on?
No.
No.
So let's go ahead and move on to the Northwest Division. Currently, right now, is the Vancouver Canucks, as we talked about, the Calgary Flames, the Colorado Avalanche, Minnesota Wild, and the Edmonton Oilers. It's a little bit different. I've got Edmonton, Calgary, Colorado, Minnesota, and the Winnipeg Jets. So the Winnipeg Jets, you throw them in there.
Yeah, I have the exact same division there. Once again, I'm calling it the Western Division, but, you know, it's all the same with Edmonton, Calgary, Colorado, Winnipeg, Minnesota. When you get out into the West, you know, the teams are further apart. So I think that is probably the closest to having those teams pretty close in proximity. And I think that's going to be a pretty good division if that were to pan out, which, you know, who knows. You got Minnesota with Parise and Suter joining, and Edmonton with the young talent there. So that'd be a pretty interesting division to watch.
And, I mean, not surprisingly, based on my last division, I have about the same thing, except instead of Colorado, I've got Vancouver in there. So I've got the Canucks, the Oilers, the Flames, the Jets, and the Wild in the division that could be called the one Americans don't care about, because there's four strong Canadian teams. And I think, you know, being from our point of view, or the Canadian point of view, that's going to be, you know, great TV to watch. But, I mean, will it work out best for the NHL? Maybe not, especially as there's a bit of segregation with four Canadian teams in one division. In the East, we have all three in the same division as well, so it's a bit iffy there. But I think the Wild and the Jets can have a good rivalry as the years go on.
Yeah, they're not too far away. The reason I select this is because you have the Mountain and Central time zone. You're not going to get a whole in the Western Conference. You're not going to get all the same time zone. It's next to impossible for that. I mean, it's next to impossible to get a correct division with the time zone difference between the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. So now we move on to the current division in the Central Division in the Western Conference. You have the St. Louis Blues, Nashville Predators, Detroit Red Wings, Chicago Blackhawks, and Columbus Blue Jackets. What I have is the same thing, except you put in the Dallas Stars, you have the Nashville Predators, St. Louis Blues, Chicago Blackhawks, and Detroit Red Wings. That eliminates the Columbus Blue Jackets only because of the Eastern time zone. Of course, you could create the argument for Detroit to possibly move out. However, you can't do that to a rivalry with Chicago, Detroit, and the new rivalry with Nashville and Detroit.
My proposal on this division isn't going to be popular among Preds fans. I'm calling this the Midwest Division. I've got Chicago, St. Louis, Columbus, Detroit, and I'm throwing Pittsburgh in there, separating the Predators from that group. Unfortunately, I think as a whole for the league, it's kind of what's best. So pretty much keeping the Central Division together, except for taking Nashville out and inserting the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the way things look right now, if that were to happen in the present, that would be a very, very tough division.
I don't mind that, actually. That seems, that's not too bad. I have, it's bad at the point of a Preds fan, but logistically it makes sense. I have Chicago, Columbus, St. Louis, Nashville, and Dallas in mind. I kind of toyed with the idea of putting the two Florida teams in kind of that division, but it just doesn't make sense to send the two Florida teams to Dallas 6 times a year, and then you kind of got to, you know, work around with your East and West conferences, because they don't really exist anymore, and you're the two of the most Eastern teams in a Western conference. So keeping it simple, just taking out Detroit and putting in Dallas. And as a counterpoint to your argument there, a thing about the Detroit-Nashville-Detroit-Chicago rivalry is they have a very strong rivalry with the Leafs going back a couple of years. I think you could even argue with Pittsburgh because of the two cup finals recently. So there might be something there, but you are right. This rivalry is a bit stronger, I think, in their current division.
Yeah, the Detroit-Toronto rivalry, as we'll see in the Winter Classic. I mean, that's an old-time rivalry.
Very true.
You've got to like that type of rivalry. It's an original six matchup. Hockey Night in Canada will be all over that whenever they play. It's a tremendous rivalry, not too far away. I don't mind it. I mean, it's just hard to take away Detroit from the Central Division, in my opinion.
I would agree.
So now let's go ahead and move to the current Eastern Conference, where we'll start with the Southeast Division. You have the Florida Panthers, Washington Capitals, Tampa Bay Lightning, Winnipeg Jets, and the Carolina Hurricanes. Of course, the Winnipeg Jets, they're definitely going to be out of the Southeast Division once they do the realignment. I have the Columbus Blue Jackets, Washington Capitals, Carolina Hurricanes, Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Florida Panthers. So that takes out the Columbus Blue, or takes in the Columbus Blue Jackets and takes out the Winnipeg Jets. It would make sense to put Nashville in there only logistically. But the time zone wise, we'd be playing 6 p.m. Central Time games. You're coming home from work, school, wherever you're coming from. 6 p.m., not a fun time to, because you gotta eat dinner, and not a great time to, start a game. Columbus, Eastern Time Zone, that's why I give it to them. Also, I was toying with the potential of a Washington Capitals moving to the Atlantic Division. Very close proximity to the Philadelphia Flyers, the New Jersey Devils, not too far away. And in some cases, it's closer than the Pittsburgh Penguins, and that's where you can move the Penguins somewhere. And Columbus and Pittsburgh would be a fun little rivalry because they're pretty close themselves. Washington to the Atlantic, we'll see.
In my division, I'm calling it the Southern Division. I've got the Dallas Stars, Carolina Hurricanes, Nashville Predators, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Florida Panthers. You talk about the 6 p.m. start times. Maybe it's just me, but I really don't mind them. I kind of like having the earlier games every once in a while. And, I mean, even in the current format with Nashville in the division with Detroit and Columbus, you still have those two teams in the Eastern Conference, in the Eastern Time Zone, excuse me. So now you just add one more Eastern Time Zone team into that division, and also the Dallas Stars, who are, of course, in the Central Time Zone. I think that division would probably be very interesting with Nashville and Dallas. Whenever they get together, it's always a good, usually low-scoring game. And, of course, Tampa Bay is kind of a high-powered offense there with Stamkos and that crew. That would definitely be fun to watch more often at Bridgestone Arena.
I've just noticed a serious flaw in my divisions, and it's a complete counter-argument to what I just said, but my division is Florida, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Washington, and Detroit. That's kind of pulling Detroit down a bit, which doesn't really makes sense, but it also takes away those two rivalries that I just spoke of foundly of the Toronto Maple Leafs and Pittsburgh, so I don't really like that. I'm trying to edit on the fly here, and it's proven a bit counterproductive, so that's what I'm going to stick with for now and put a little asterisk next to it, as in pretty bad choice.
There's always a counter to every division you create. I was, as I tweeted out, I was spending about 2 hours of this just the Friday night, or Saturday night, somewhere around there, and every single division I created or thought of, there was some type of counter to it, whether it was time-wise, rivalry-wise, logistically, there was some type of counter to it, and it happens.
I mean, like, if you look at the map, it looks productive to break up, you know, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but ratings-wise, that'd be insane. Because, I mean, those teams meet 6 times a year, and they're both in Pennsylvania, but they're at opposite ends of the state. They could each play in their own division. So, I mean, like you said, there's always little stipulations that you got to try and take into account.
So now I guess we'll move on to the current Northeast Division. You have the Boston Bruins, Ottawa Senators, the Buffalo Sabres, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Montreal Canadiens. What I have is the same thing. I mean, it works. Boston could move to the Atlantic Division, create a rivalry with the New York Rangers and New York Islanders like the Yankees, Red Sox. But the rivalry between the Canadiens, the Maple Leafs, just too strong. I have to go with the same divisions.
In my Northeast Division, I have the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens, the Buffalo Sabres, and I am moving Philadelphia over to this division. I think, as you said, there are some good rivalries there with Boston, but I think if we're talking about making sense location-wise, I think having Philadelphia there would be kind of a little bit better of a situation there. I'm not set in stone on it. I wouldn't mind keeping that same division, but for the terms of this exercise, I have Philadelphia in the Northeast Division.
Who are you taking out and putting in Philly?
I've got Boston moving over to the Atlantic Division.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that okay, I get that now.
I've got the same division as you pointed out, Fang, and the same one that currently stands. I just don't really see a need to mix that up at this point. The teams are all pretty close together. The rivalries are intact. The only thing that could change is the Leafs going back to the Western Conference if you had to, but I don't think you do.
So I guess, Ray and I both agree on the keeping the current Northeast Division. Ryan, he takes out Boston, puts in Philadelphia. So now we move on to the quote-unquote, the best division in the NHL, the Atlantic Division, only because of ratings. You have the New York Rangers, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Philadelphia Flyers, the New Jersey Devils, and the New York Islanders. What I have is the same thing. The only, as I said, I mean, you could take out the Pittsburgh Penguins, put in Boston. You could take out the Pittsburgh Penguins, put in Washington. I mean, there are a lot of things you could do here. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
In the Atlantic Division, I have the Boston Bruins, the New York Rangers, New York Islanders, the New Jersey Devils, and the Washington Capitals. As I said earlier, I have Philadelphia moving to the Northeast. I have Pittsburgh moving to the quote-unquote Midwest Division with the former Central Division minus Nashville. Pretty much keeping the same core except for moving those two Pennsylvania teams out. I think either way, you're going to have those games that draw ratings. It's not like they're never going to play each other. I think location-wise, that makes the most sense as far as an Atlantic division would go. I think keeping Washington in there definitely helps ratings. And moving Boston, I think Washington and Boston could have a pretty good rivalry. And as you said earlier, a Boston-New York rivalry also.
I also have the exact same thing for that. I didn't change anything in it. I agree that the Pennsylvania teams could be switched around if necessary. I mean, I think that it makes sense. And I think Washington is a good candidate to fit into that division, but unfortunately I just don't see a team geographically fit to replace them in that division they're currently in. I mean, they're right next to Philadelphia. They're right near New York as well. Unfortunately, they're the most southern team in that group, and as such, they get to play in that southern division, which, I mean, benefits them because they make that third seed into the playoffs most years when they're doing well, and they don't have to be super good, but nonetheless, that's where they are.
So you guys have six divisions, no conferences. Now, how will the playoffs work?
I have it where the top team in each division automatically qualifies for the playoffs. They're not guaranteed the top six, but I do have them guaranteed in the top 10. So those six teams are guaranteed in the top 10 not guaranteed top six, not guaranteed home ice. And of course, the remaining teams, it's wild card. It's the remaining highest point teams that make the final 16 there. The tiebreakers are going to remain the same. And the playoffs go the same way with the best of seven series. My change in the playoffs is there's no reseeding after rounds. It's more kind of like a college basketball feel, kind of like a March Madness type thing where you can make a bracket. You've got 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, and on and on and on to 8 versus 9. So it's more of a college basketball postseason type deal there. And I think that would be pretty good to revamp kind of the NHL on a national level. It's kind of out there, but the NHL has always been kind of forward thinking, more active than reactive. So I think if anyone were to switch things up and on the pro sports level, it would be the NHL. So I think, you know, I'm not saying they'll do that, but I think it'd be very interesting to have more of a March Madness feel to.
So, like, a team like the Montreal Canadiens could play, like, the Phoenix Coyotes in the playoffs?
Yes, with no conferences. You just have 1 through 16, and whatever seed you fall into, you play. You know, if you're the 5 seed, you play the 12 seed. The lower seed's going to get home ice, of course. I think it'll create more league-wide rivalries instead of limited to just inside the conferences. And, of course, you'll have more variety in the teams that you play. And just looking at the Predators and their short history, and it looked like for a while there they were only going to play the Red Wings and the Sharks in the playoffs. So I think this will form some more rivalries in the postseason.
Now, Ray, how does your playoffs work?
I'm gonna have conferences, 6 conferences. I just don't know, 6 divisions, 2 conferences. I'm just not sure if we can still go with the East and West for the playoffs, and I might have to change now, and I definitely might have to change if the Phoenix Coyotes get relocated to the East, where we'll have to completely relook it, and our divisions might just not line up on the East and West Coast. I'm personally on the fence with the top seed of a division gets automatic into the playoffs. I mean, sometimes I see the benefits of it, but when you have teams that, you know, get significantly more points and end up playing in sixth place, like the Chicago Blackhawks did this year, you start to see the disadvantage as well. So I think I would keep that in due to, you know, just, you know, giving that fairness across divisions and guaranteeing, you know, 1 home ice seed per division. I like the playoffs. I think they're well done right now. So I don't change much in terms of that. And that's actually one of the reasons that I'm most worried about approaching a 4-division system is the, you know, chaos that it causes our playoffs and our seeding and whatnot. So that's kind of why I'm sticking to a 6 division for simplicity.
Yeah, I think sticking with the conferences is probably a better deal than the 4 conference format that was proposed by the league. I don't think that best represents the best teams advancing and getting into the playoffs. So I think either what I suggested or like you said, Ray, just keep it how it is now.
Yeah, I like the system that we have now. Ryan, your way of the playoff system is indeed different, and it could turn out to something that could be very fun. You have cross-coast series. I mean, it gives a national in Canada and the United States view of hockey. You get 2 different regions instead of you have your Eastern Conference riders, then your Western Conference riders. It brings it all together. That could be an interesting way of doing it, and I suppose that it will. We won't we won't hear of another realignment until next season.
Which I think is really unfortunate for the Winnipeg Jets, who are, you know, kind of told that they would get a realignment this year. I mean, their schedule, the biggest issue with it is when they're going home, they're playing 6 or 7 home games in a row every time. And to ask fans to come out for each of those games and then see the team leave for so long, I mean, that's unfortunate. So it's very disappointing if you're a Jets fan to see that there's been nothing done for reconferencing this year.
Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets, they're in, I mean, and the Southeast Division, they're in hell right now. You have 12 times a year. That's not fun. That's not fun.
Yeah, definitely want to get something done as soon as possible. If not just a temporary realignment, just a quick kind of fix to get Winnipeg in a more suitable situation for them, even if you kind of put a more major realignment, if that is to happen, on hold, just get Winnipeg out of that Southeast Division, because, as you said, that's just a nightmare for them to have to travel like that.
So, I guess, do you guys have any last thoughts?
No, I mean, like we said, I think the main thing is just to get Winnipeg out of that Southeast Division.
Yeah, and, I mean, certainly with some of the uncertainty with other teams in the NHL right now, it'd be unfortunate to realign and then, you know, realign again if Phoenix or New Jersey or any other team has to get bailed out and sent somewhere else. So there is a bit of a blanket going on for safety issues, and I think Seattle and Portland should get teams. That's my personal opinion.
Now you bring up another discussion, the Seattle. Which team do you think it could be? An expansion team? An expansion team would have to be would create a whole nother realignment of the divisions, and which could work out better for most teams. Now, expansion team, or does a team move there?
Well, I think Bettman seems to be generally against any kind of expansion right now, for better or worse. So I think it would have to be a team moving there. And, I mean, I think the Coyotes are good contenders, because if you look at realignment and divisions, moving the Coyotes to Seattle is much, much, much easier than sending them to Quebec. I mean, you can almost keep the exact same line or divisions if you do that. So, I mean, I think you would maybe want to put Vancouver and Seattle in the same division for rivalry purposes, but I think that would work. Expansion would be nice, because I think there's a couple contenders that could really use a good hockey team. I just don't know if we'll see it in this Bettman era, or see it again in this Bettman era.
Yeah, I mean, moving a team to Seattle could interfere with the fans in Vancouver to a certain extent. It won't interfere too much due to the huge fan base the Vancouver Canucks have in British Columbia, but it's fairly close to Vancouver, around an hour away. I think it could be a problem, because I don't think Seattle could support it, but Vancouver would be quite fine.
Yeah,
I think it'd be kind of interesting if that were to happen. I think it'd be a similar situation to what Nashville experienced with the Predators coming to Nashville, and you have all these Red Wings fans here. Similar situation if a team were to move, or a team. Or if there was an expansion team in Seattle, either way, I don't know this for sure, but I'm sure Seattle does have quite a few Vancouver Canucks fans, so that would be an interesting situation for that area of the country, for their fan base for Vancouver and versus a potential Seattle team.
All right, well, I guess that's our last thoughts. I apologize for the lack of flow at the end due to the breaking of some news, which we'll talk about on another podcast, but I appreciate you guys all for listening. You can follow Ryan Shannon on Twitter at Ryan T. Shannon. You can follow Ray Harris on Twitter at Canada's Preds Fan, and you can follow me on Twitter at Fang_Faction. On behalf of Ryan, Ray, and myself, have a nice day, and we'll talk to you soon.
into town, step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street, sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of a twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town.